Okay. Okay. And a chicken that, is setting on eggs, you know, for them to hatch. You'd call her a what?
Sitting hen.
Okay. And you'd think of any other words for that?
Yeah.
You think of any other words for that? Besides sitting hen?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you're not saying broody hen? Hatching hen?
Well, hatching the old two setting. That's the last part of it, that hatching.
Okay. I just like a description of what you keep the chickens in. What a building you call that?
It's called a chicken yard.
Yeah, but what about the, not the yard, but the building for?
House, chicken house, a brooder.
Yeah. What about coop?
That's a little something. Just keep a hen and chicken in there.
You have a place for all the chickens. That's
chicken yard.
Chicken yard. Okay, now just what about for the mother hen and the little babies, the chicks?
Brooder house?
Yeah. Okay, what? Then any other words besides that? That thing you just described.
That
little
coop.
Yeah. That. Okay. So you. Are those closed in? Or.
I don't know that other
thing.
That's all I can think of now.
Okay. And that part.
They call these cages where they are trapped where they put these laying hens, you know. But
yeah.
The hen of brood, I can't say anything, but a coop, brooder, house.
Yeah, well that's fine. The thing, when you have a cooked chicken, you know, and you're eating, that part that, the bone that goes like this, you know.
That's the breast.
Yeah, but the bone.
Pull him on?
Yeah. Are there any stories involved, superstitions or things?
Yeah, if you break that bone, get the long end, you have bad luck. That's what I've heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Huh. What about the person who gets the short end?
You know, catch one end over the other, pull it. If you break off the short end, you have good luck. The one with the long end, you have bad luck.
I didn't know that. Going back to cows, you mentioned the call that you give to the cows to get them to come in from the pasture, you know? Is that the same thing you do? How do you call a calf to get them to come in?
Calf?
Yeah.
Sukkah.
Okay. And didn't you say you just whistle for horses?
Whistle for your horse.
Okay. And what if you're plowing and your mules or your horses, you want them to turn left, you say?
If you want to walk to the left, say hard.
Okay. And if you want to
G to the right.
Okay. What? And stop is?
Whoa.
Okay. And to get started?
Just touching my club.
Yeah. What do you think that, you know, you might hit him with?
Your reins, your guy with, you tap him with that, or whip.
Okay. There any, when you go feed all the animals, you call that, feeding time, or any other words?